The midterm elections have come and gone, and whether you're a native Alabamian or not, there are certain public offices that sound familiar. That list would include jobs like governor, attorney general, and secretary of state. However, there's one office that newcomers to the state might have to get used to. APR political commentator Steve Flowers has a few thoughts on the elected position of probate judge.
As late as 50 years ago, the office of probate judge in Alabama was the most powerful and prestigious position in Alabama politics. In every county in Alabama, especially in rural Alabama, the probate judge was essentially the king of the county. He was not only the judge, he appointed all county positions, hired all the county employees, and presided over the county commission. Not only was he the most powerful figure in the county, the best politician, he also became one of the wealthiest people in the county through his judgeship. Because, folks, it was a very lucrative position being probate judge because by law, he was on the fee system. That means he essentially owned the highest office in the county and he received a fee off all transactions made in the office. He got a cut off of every car tag or license sold in the county. It was estimated that the salary of a probate judge in 1960 was around $100,000 a year, even in small counties. That, my friend, would equate to about $400,000 or more today. He was not only the king of the county, but he made a kingly salary. And the probate judge term is for 6 years. With that kind of reward, you can imagine the competition to capture that perch in that era. The best politician in the county essentially emerged victorious. He knew where the votes were and how to count votes. There were quite a few votes that could be bought at that time with a pint of whiskey and a $5 bill. The probate judge knew who those folks were and where to find them. Thus, the economic saying that you have to spend money to make money applies to politics in this case. To the victor went the spoils. The rewards of victory were quite lucrative and powerful. In the days before television, the best way to campaign for governor was to garner the support and endorsement of the probate judge in each county. Aspiring gubernatorial candidates would begin their statewide journey for the brass ring of Alabama politics by kissing the ring of the king of each county, the probate judge. When I was a boy, I was sitting in my judge's office with him, and he began to reminisce about his first race for his judgeship. Now, you've got to picture me about 12 years old, and at that time still somewhat naive and innocent, to the wilds of real dirt road, rural hardball politics. My judge had a map on his wall with all the precincts of the county. He looked at the map and told me how many votes were in each box and how many he got in that box in his first race in 1958. Then, to my amazement, he began to tell me how many of the votes were money votes. He winked at me and asked if I knew what money votes were. I thought I knew, and he confirmed these folks sold their vote. He then proceeded to point to the boxes and said that box had 367 votes and 193 of them were money votes. He pointed to the next rural box. He said that box had 314 votes and 129 were money votes. One day we were sitting in the lobby of the courthouse and chatting about political history. An old farmer came walking in the courthouse and gave the judge a glare of obvious dislike. My judge observed I'd seen the farmer's disdain for him. He looked over at me and said, "I don't care what anybody thinks about me as long as I get 51% of the vote." You could tell he meant it. It was his business, not a game. He knew where his votes were and knew how to get them by whatever means necessary. He was a rough, tough, crusty old fella, and he was the king of the county, and he knew how to rule.
Thank y'all for listening.